News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Talks sponsored by the Irish and British governments aimed at restoring the Northern Executive are going to get underway in Belfast later today, as many of you will be aware. With all the pressure mounting, though, will progress be made? Our reporter Barry White has been to Belfast to find out.
I commend our political leaders for standing together in Craigan on Good Friday. I am, however, left with a question. Why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her to get to this point?
At the funeral of Liara McKee just over 2 weeks ago, Father Martin McGill pleaded with politicians from both sides of the community who sat side by side at the funeral to get the political institutions there up and running again. And that message is one that is echoed by the people on the streets of Belfast.
They absolutely want the Assembly back together. Without an Assembly, there is absolutely no function. It also, I think, demoralises the vote in itself, because the purpose of a vote is to vote someone in to action the voice of the people. And without that, you don't really have it. So we are a bit demoralised.
It's fair enough, but the same old thing. They're not... There's only getting around the table, they're getting paid, and they're not doing that for the people in general.
My age, generation, right now, we don't want it to go back to what it was. In the 1970s. There's no way we'd want that. And I tell you what, these politicians, they have to get together and do something about this here, because if they don't do it now, it's going to get worse and worse, you know?
Are people fed up?
They are very fed up. Very, very much fed up.
Northern Ireland has been without a government since January 2017, when the governing parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, had a bitter row. But there is a glimmer of hope that Stormont could get up and running again, as the parties are due to meet for talks later today. So, what will be discussed? Alison Morris is a security journalist with the Irish News.
So the issue is, despite the fact that we've had a recent tragedy which has spurred these talks on, nothing has particularly changed with regards to the stance of the two parties. What they'll try to be doing, I would assume, in these talks is to hammer out some sort of timetable and possibly put some sort of ground rules as what's up for discussion. You can hear from Sinn Féin, from what Mary Lou McDonald said last week, they would actually like for the controversial issues, so the issues like Irish Language Act, same-sex marriage, to be taken off the table and possibly dealt with by Westminster via Westminster legislation. That would free them up to talk about just the structure of how the Assembly is going to function. The DUP have so much influence at Westminster now, that's unlikely to happen. The Tory government aren't going to make a decision on same-sex marriage against the wishes of the DUP, given the fact that they rely on them to stay in government. So we're in a very difficult position.
So the sticking points are the Irish language. Sinn Féin want a standalone Irish Language Act.
A standalone Irish Language Act is clear, so that is what we have set out to achieve.
However, the DUP oppose this.
You think that the DUP should implement an Irish Language Act? We will never accede to an Irish Language Act.
While another sticking point is same-sex marriage. Sinn Féin campaigned for the law to be changed. However, the DUP are against same-sex marriage. Billy Dixon, who founded the DUP with the late Ian Paisley, explained to me the party's opposition.
We believe that same-sex marriage, according to the scripture and according to natural nature itself, is wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. The core values were basically biblical values. We do believe that according to scriptural teaching, it's a man and a woman. True marriage is between a man and a woman, and we don't just confine that to the church. You know, like the teaching, there's a church teaching the church, and then there's a sort of a civil standards. We would regard that biblical teaching to apply to the civil aspects of things. In other words,
a lot of people would say those views are becoming prehistoric, society's moving on.
Well, I think core values, core foundations are very important.
So, is same-sex marriage a red line issue? Is it enough to stop Stormont from getting up and running again? Gavin Boyd is from the Rainbow Project in Belfast.
Hello, the Rainbow Project. Gavin speaking.
It's really important for people to understand that the DUP aren't just opposed to marriage equality, but they're opposed to everything to do with LGBT people. And we have to have an assembly which is able to legislate for what the majority of members want, which is LGBT equality.
Is the DUP's stance against same-sex marriage enough for Stormont not to be up and running?
I think for as long as they maintain the ability to veto legislation which the majority of other parties, the majority of members want, then that makes the Assembly unsustainable.
After today's talks, could we see a return to the Northern Ireland government? These people on the streets of Belfast are not full of optimism.
Well, hopefully. But sure, it's just county. You don't know what's going to happen in this county. Hopefully.
There's always hope. I suppose we like to retain a bit of hope. But I firmly believe with those two parties at the head of the ship, so to speak, not a lot will happen. We need to instill change, and change comes by voting a bit differently.
Barry White there reporting from Belfast.